Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Hey, hey. It's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg. We are here. Happy Monday. Man, kicking off the week, and we got tickets for the Millennium Tour featuring Omarion, Bow Wow, Ashanti, and many more. Friday, November 12th at the Prudential Center. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win a pair if you guys play a game of Laura Never Loses. Get to the phones right now. We need two people. 800-223-9797. Here's Poke It Out. Hey, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Oh, good morning.
Happy Monday. We are here. A lot to talk about today.
Yeah?
Rosenberg, and we'll discuss this later on, so don't spoil it. Okay. Got to talk about the fight this weekend.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Right, Tyson Fury?
Yes, oh, and Deontay Wilder. So we're just going to listen. Just know, stay with us, because we will be discussing this later on,
you know,
on the show.
You know it's a big sporting event if Shawnee says
he right, did. Right.
Right, right.
If Shawnee and Laura both deal. Say, then it means it was an event.
That's a fact.
It went beyond sports. It had to cross into event.
Right.
Man, it is. So I saw you tweeting, Rosenberg. I was like, Rosenberg, it's lit.
It was a lot of fun. It was a very fun outing. I'll say that.
All right. Well, listen, man. Rosenberg, right now I have a pair of tickets for the Millennium Tour with Omarion, Bow Wow, Ashanti, and many more. You know, people are going crazy over these tickets. This show is for Friday, November 12th at 8:30 p.m. at the Prudential Center. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster. We got you right now.
Ooh la la. Okay.
Who's on the phone right now?
So we got Gina.
Hi.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, and you?
Good, 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 good. You going to work? Are you getting off of work? What's
up? I am. I'm going to work.
Okay.
I'm a bus driver, so I get up early.
Oh, you get up early with us. Well, you probably get up earlier than us.
I listen every day, and this is actually a while back. I got through two, and I picked you, and we lost, and I'm praying today you win, because I really want these tickets.
Oh, so much pressure, Gina!
Don't worry, don't worry. I'm sure. Sure, she'll beat me. Don't you worry, Gina.
All right, hold on, Gina. Who else we got on the line?
Brian.
Brian.
How you guys doing?
Good morning, Brian.
Brian, what's cracking, bro? What are you up here doing?
Hey, going to work. Going to work.
All right, cool. What job is, what job is that?
I'm an inspector at a construction site.
Okay. All right. And where? And what neck of the woods are you in? Where are you, Brian?
Bronx.
Okay. Brian in the Bronx. Okay.
Yo, Laura, you gotta lose, man.
No, no, I gotta win.
Bus drivers.
Yes.
I gotta win.
No, the bus driver lady probably the type of bus driver be driving around the city like she's driving a Volkswagen or something. You know, some of y'all bus drivers is wild out here.
No, Gina, don't listen to him.
Y'all be cutting people off, driving that fast.
Not at all. I'm a professional.
She's a professional.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Gina, I'm just assuming you're going to go with me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Run it back. Come on, Rosenberg.
All right, wait.
All right, I got you.
All right. So, Rosenberg, you're going with Brian?
I'm with Brian. I got him.
Let's do this.
Let's go, Rosenberg.
All right. I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never.
Never.
All
right.
Here we go.
Okay. Netflix is launching a Chadwick Boseman.
Peter.
Laura.
A scholarship for Howard University.
Howard University is correct.
Rosenberg, quicker.
Okay. Where in the human body do you find rods and cones?
Laura. Rods and cones.
Weird.
That's three.
I think cones. I think cones are in your eye.
One. That is correct.
That's okay.
All right. Who did Nori?
Peter.
Oh, Pete. Man.
No idea. All I did was get in there.
That's right. Shoot your shot.
All right.
Drake.
Go with Drake.
Yes. Drake, that is correct. He let him believe that he was on Drink Champs.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. What is the capital of Spain?
Go ahead.
Oh, Peter got that all day.
The capital of Spain.
Three.
Ooh. Go with the big city, man.
Barcelona.
Incorrect.
Oh, no, it's Madrid.
Madrid. You could have tied right there. Ah. Let's go. Who pulled his something?
Laura. Pulled his something? Something in the water festival in Virginia. Pharrell.
Yeah. Laura wins. Wow.
That one was crazy.
The Madrid Barcelona.
Got it, son.
Yeah. The question is, where is that? Who pulled his something in the water fest from Virginia Beach?
I thought someone pulled their muscle.
That's what I thought.
You thought they pulled their sheboygan?
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God. Gina, you're going to the Millennium Tour.
Yes, thank you so much, Laura. Lady. I knew you said it.
Oh, my God. Sending you a big hug, Gina. You're going to go see Omarion, Bow Wow, Ashanti, and many more at the Prudential Center.
Thank you so much.
Big Soldier, Big Draco's on there. You're going to get your U.
That's right. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com.
Yes, yes.
Oh, gosh, that was fun. All right. Guys,
Damn,
are you ready?
Rosenberg. Early congrats for Rosenberg.
He was close, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Barcelona between Madrid and Barcelona.
Madrid.
Okay, what is the logic there? He's just guessing.
Yeah.
Here are the two cities I know.
I told you the answer. That's the logic. I said go to the big city.
He did go to a big city, though. Barcelona is a big city.
The big city is Madrid.
Is that much bigger than Barcelona?
Yeah, no, it is. Barcelona's a beach. I mean, it's a big city, but it's beach. It's on the beach.
I've never been to either, so it doesn't ring with me quite right.
I've been to Madrid. That's why I know Rosenberg.
Madrid has 3 million people.
Mm.
And Barcelona has a lot of articles about soccer teams.
Yo, on the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll talk about this Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight. It was crazy. We'll break it down. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So my compadres on this program want to make me believe that the line "Navajos creep me in their teepee" was a double, possible triple entendre.
I mean,
that's Shawnee's theory, by the way.
Biggie's a G.
I mean, what's a Nava?
Nava. Well, we know.
Now we know Navajo is a indigenous tribe.
Facts.
He was taking the proper term Navajo and splitting it in half and talking about women who happen to be Native American.
But he may not have been talking about women who are Native American, but he might have also been talking about women who are indigenous, is what you're saying.
Right. But because the Nava had the word, you know.
He's talking about indigenous.
On the end of it.
I just wanted to do this live so I could hit you with the button. That was
you know what I'm saying?
I
with the Nava.
Because Navajos creep me in their TV. So he's saying hoes from Nava.
Right.
Or he's saying multiple First Nations people creeped them in their place of residence.
Right. Or
so one may work, but two doesn't work, which means it's not a double.
Or hoes who have navigation directly towards their bed.
Navigation wasn't out yet.
It's like Navajo.
What about a navigator, Lincoln?
That wasn't out yet.
They could've... Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
It was?
Definitely.
What year was
yeah.
it?
He was definitely talking. Rappers were definitely talking Lincoln Navigators in 95, 96. Mid 90s. 96.
Lincoln
95.
Navigator was out then?
Definitely.
I thought it was.
All right, let's just focus, guys.
But I never heard.
God.
The hoes with direction creep me towards their bed, the TP. He's a G.
But a TP is not really a bed either. It's a little, it's a house.
It's a house.
But I mean, why would they creep them in there unless they was trying to, they Navajos, you know what I'm saying?
First of all, Lincoln Navigator first came to market in 1998. The first generation Lincoln Navigator was introduced in 1998.
Yeah, he had it early though. He knew people.
Let's go flashing like Lord.
He's connected.
If we're playing an imaginary game anyway, you want to catch me up on that.
Keeping it real. Y'all want to just cape for the B.I.G.
Yo, a quadruple entendre.
Oh, my God. Quadruple. All right. So Tyson Fury knocks out Deontay Wilder the 11th round, and people are calling it one of the great fights, one of the fights, the best fights I've seen in a long time.
Okay, so maybe I'll go with time. Best fight you've seen in a long time. Great fight? I don't know. I'm not buying it.
It was the third time the boxers faced each other in the ring. Okay, the first fight was declared a draw. Then Fury knocked out Wilder in the rematch. And the third fight belonged to Fury.
I mean,
now
so
the number one heavyweight champion in the world.
I mean, if you really
the sad look part at it, is
Tyson won all of them.
Not only won all of them. Yeah. He basically won probably 80% of the rounds in three fights.
Yeah,
maybe more. Yeah. Now Wilder was incredibly brave on Saturday, which made it very entertaining because he had so much heart. But. Ultimately,
you mean he was brave enough to get beat in the head for seven rounds? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean he was so brave and he was so out of shape. He was so brave yet out of shape that he couldn't move and he just kept getting hit in the face.
I don't think he was out of shape.
He was gassed after the third, bro. He had no legs.
After the first round, he was kind of gassed up. But he looked in great shape.
He looked like he had a lot of muscles.
Yeah, and they said
that's
he was heavier than usual.
For boxing, by the way.
Listen, I am sure he was training 12 rounds and in theory was in shape. But when someone weighs 40 pounds more than you and they start beating on you, and frankly, they're much more skilled than you.
That's right. Now we talking.
I think it gets impossible. So people enjoyed it because he was so active. Even after he got his ass kicked, he was able to hurt Fury and make you think he was still in the fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did do that. That did.
But the reality was, the whole time you were like, this man's about to go to sleep. If they try to pull a fourth one, I'm going to be very tight.
Yeah, I was frustrated by Deontay Wilder. And Shani, you and I have talked about this for many years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a headhunter.
If he's not knocking you out and beating you with those jabs and wild punches, there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
His skill game just doesn't look.
And I think he put on muscle. He put on muscle. You could tell from his shoulders he'd been working that jab. That jab wasn't working. It wasn't connecting the way it should have been.
Right.
Or the way he hoped to, excuse me. And he wasn't able to really, I mean, he knocked Tyson down, what, once?
Was it twice.
Twice, yes, twice.
Yeah.
Which is what made it a great fight.
And one was kind of a push, let's be honest.
It was, but anytime you see back-to-back rounds where each fighter gets knocked down and then the fight continues for another many rounds, yeah, it's a pretty great fight. You know, people might have been overhyping it by going, this is one of the greatest fights in history, but it was damn fun. I'll say that.
Yeah, even when Wilder was in his corner, you could see, like his, you know, when you could tell when somebody's just not there, they're not into it, something is wrong.
That's the thing that frustrates me about boxing. Sorry, Shani, keep going.
Now, every time they showed Wilder, you could just tell he didn't have the eye of the tiger, quote-unquote.
That's one of the things that bothers me about boxing. When I don't understand the sport, I would never participate in it, so this is just as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you could tell a fighter is literally on the verge of death. Like, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they got out of the round. They're definitely not good. They're not on their feet. And the people in the corner don't even make mention of what's going on.
Right.
You got to work the jab. You got to. Yeah. I'm like this I, man. You better you talk to this man.
Yeah, get him back in.
He's about to pass out. What are we?
Nah,
what are we doing?
You can't put doubt in their mind if you're gonna send them back out there.
I know. But it, to me, it seems like a fundamental thing.
And then
I'm like,
that throwing it. If you're gonna tell them that, yo, you're getting your ass whooped. And you ain't going to win if blah, blah, blah. You might as well throw in the towel. You can't put doubt in
there. Isn't there another route? I've seen it where they're like, get your head out of your ass.
Right. What are you doing?
You need to wake up right now and win this fight. I'm not saying you have to say you're going to lose. But I'm like, are we not going to acknowledge that I think he's still sleeping right now?
Yeah. I felt like his corner wasn't seeing the fight the way we were seeing it.
No, they were seeing it.
Ebro's right.
And that might have been one of maybe his training camp's weakness. They weren't honest with him during training camp. Right. And so maybe they got out there with the skill set that he had and really couldn't tell him to do other things because he can't. Because I can't imagine him not moving, using his legs or working on his leg movement to dip those punches and stay active. Mm-hmm. But that's just not the fighter he is. Right. Like, he was literally not able to use his legs and hips to dip those punches. All he did was try to lean back. And Tyson's what? 4 inches taller than him?
Yeah. Or two,
Tyson's reach four. Is crazy. He's crazy. So, like, and he's kind of quick for his size.
Yeah. So he's a problem. He's still undefeated, guys.
After a while, I tuned out. Then I came back and watched it again. But I was like, man, it frustrated me, to be honest.
It's your flashing light report. The time is 7:03, high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Deontay Wilder's done.
Is he
done? Anthony Joshua done? I mean,
well, he's done with this. He's done with Tyson Fury.
Facts.
So that means
he's never going to be unless Tyson beats the dude with the belts now, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. What's his name? Usyk.
Yeah,
he's getting a rematch with Joshua.
That's happening.
And either way, that's going to be Tyson Fury who fights them next.
Right.
Wilder has to go away for
a
while.
No, I said Joshua. Wilder's done. Wilder's going to go away. He should be done.
His career's not done. He's done in this. He's never going to beat Tyson Fury.
Right. That's not happening.
That doesn't mean you have to retire. It just means
I think it's a good idea to just go.
Oh, man.
Go and sit this one out, bro. It was a great run. It was a great run.
He's
congratulations.
Like
you played yourself a ride or die on the way.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The debate continues. Talking Chappelle. I love the conversations that are happening. Some constructive, some not so much.
Real life constructive. Social media, not so much.
Not so much. Actually, no, I've seen some Twitter think pieces that are constructive.
Oh, really? Good. Good for you. I need to get my followership up
I've seen some Twitter think pieces, but so far, anyone out here that is running with they're canceling Dave Chappelle, I got a button for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
I just went on Netflix.
Playing yourself.
It's still there.
It's good marketing.
It's great marketing. It's all a part of the rollout. And I just want to reiterate, I believe that this is what Chappelle wants. He wants a constructive or deconstructive conversation.
The smoke. He wants the smoke.
He wants the all of it. You know, I think the great comedians, whether they be Richard Pryor, George Carlin, always challenge our, I guess, challenge thinking in many ways that can be offensive, funny, you know, emotional, all of those things. I think that's what, I mean, I've always been taught that that's what great comedy does. Now, do I understand why people are mad at Chappelle? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Were there parts that you saw that you were like, oof, that part might not have, then people might not like that. That might not feel so good.
I thought he would get more smoke over Space Juice.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even have any context. He was just like, and I want to call it Space Juice. And which was 100% like, yo, come for me.
Right.
Come get me.
I felt like he was teasing where he's going in his next specials or something.
You know what I'm
mentioned it like, twice out of nowhere.
I don't recommend
Space Juice. I was like, oh, he want him to come get him. Like, come
I mean, but
get
it, but
me.
But also in context, it was the setup he had for both was kind of funny. It was pointing out, like, granted, historically they were terribly inaccurate, but what he said was funny. I don't know. It didn't offend me when I watched it in that way. I got it, and I trust Chappelle as a messenger.
Trust.
So because I trust him as a messenger,
trans community doesn't trust.
No, they don't. And by the way, if he had been talking about Jews for four straight specials, guess what? I probably wouldn't have found it funny.
Now, I got another congratulations once again to everybody who always goes, well, how come, you know, the black community and how come this is okay in the black community and how come if the baby does what he does and shoots somebody at Walmart who's black, how come nobody wants to cancel the baby? That's up to black folks. We have to do that. If we want artists to not rap about what they rap about, if we want the activity of black on black crime that people talk about in their music to go away, it's not going away because of the white construct. That is, it will go away when we stop allowing it. That's not on the trans community.
Right.
Now, I can agree with, hey, trans community or any community, LGBT community or Latino community or any community. The same way we expect one group to be empathetic for another group's issues.
Nothing to worry about.
Other groups, you know what I'm saying? That empathy needs to go, it needs to be a two-way street. If we're really trying to get to a place where we're sensitive to each other's feelings and what the other group is going through. But like, for instance, the black community, we stay talking about, yo, y'all need to do something about these illegal guns. We're doing a march tonight in the community. Yo, stop the violence. Yo, we need these guns off the street. We need help. We need help. Help our schools. Help our this. We need jobs. Da, 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 da. And the construct of everyone else that ain't black, black people feel like y'all nowhere to be found. Y'all just 75 million people just voted for an open white supremacist in our face. And so I get where black folks be like, yo, ain't nobody sensitive about what we going through, so we not sensitive about what everybody else is going through. But on the other side, I understand why trans people are pissed at Dave Chappelle. And I would like to see, but there's black trans people who are pissed at Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that's what Chappelle was trying to point out, is that we are in a place in society, because he clearly says it in the special, we are not sharing empathy with one another.
But then he was so blatantly guilty of it himself when he says the whole trans story he tells at the end about his friend who passed away or who committed suicide. And at the end he goes, that wasn't her tribe, talking about the trans community. That wasn't her tribe. She's my tribe. She's a comedian. And I just sat there like, damn, you fundamentally missed it. She's both tribes. How do you miss that?
But I think he was just talking about to him.
And because they turned on her.
I understand that. I understand. I understand. Well, he blatantly said, that's not her tribe. I'm her tribe.
Right, but
I do think that's a misunderstanding.
On Twitter, after they turned on that's her.
I understand, but now you're taking Twitter and applying it to a whole thing. But
that's a part of the point. That's all a part of it. You can't, I mean, we could parse out the special and like say, well, this meant this and this meant that. And I think that's also part of the special is for you to take what you want from it and feel how you want to feel about it. That's what makes it great is people are going to feel so many different ways. That's the genius.
And by the way, you could feel that way about it and still like Dave Chappelle, still want it to exist. You don't have to want it to be canceled. And also, you're allowed to not like it and have people not think that you're just a cancel culture warrior. You're allowed to be someone who's just offended by it,
which
but still doesn't
want
to cancel it.
Which is also part of the special.
Right.
Is there's, you know, and we, and on social media and in many spaces, we don't exercise too much nuance. And we don't allow the human experience, because he also says that in the special. You know what I'm saying? It's about the human. This is about the real life. This is real life, not a social media app. But anyway, for all of that and all of that energy, and for the people out there who are on some straight up just cancel Dave Chappelle.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because guess what? It didn't happen.
And it's impossible. It's not going to happen.
And by the way, he was just in L.A., I believe. He did a thing at one of them theaters in Los Angeles.
Hollywood Bowl.
Two nights ago. Hollywood Bowl. All the celebs was in the building. And he didn't do any of the jokes from Netflix. Had a whole new set. Nothing that part. Laura, what you got on your list?
Some light. This was just made me laugh a little bit. So, you know, Snoop Dogg is on 50 Cent's new show, BMF. And 50 Cent went on Jimmy Kimmel to say that he actually tried to get Snoop Dogg to quit smoking weed.
What? Oh, hit the button.
That's it. He said he really, really tried. He said he went to his trailer, was like, can you chill? Can you chill? And Snoop was like, get out of here. It's legal. Get out. No one is getting Snoop Dogg to quit smoking weed. That's it.
The fact that this is a news story is promo for BMF. Everybody just go watch BMF on Starz, because this is not a thing.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg has smoked weed more of his life than not at this point.
That's
and
it.
So, and had plenty of, like, what would be the reason at this point
but that
Snoop
Dogg
would stop smoking weed?
It's a light one, because it's like, why even try? It's not going to happen. And go watch BMF.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I mean, should we talk about the John Gruden email situation?
Oh, yes, we should.
Multiple emails now have been unearthed from Raiders coach John Gruden, going back to when he was the lead TV analyst for Monday Night Football, including one in which he said that Damaris Smith, the head of the NFLPA, had, quote, lips like Michelin tires.
Ugh.
Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, he gave his whole reason for why he said that. It wasn't
racial. There is no reason. There is no reason.
It's not racist. It's he uses
talk
the word
about
rubber.
A black person's lips. You want to talk about a black person's lip size?
Yeah, you're going to have a tough one explaining that one away, Coach.
There's no, I don't care how mad you are at somebody. That's racist.
And now there's also more emails that have come out with him disparaging Roger Goodell and other team owners. Meanwhile, while all that's happening, the Chicago Bears came to Las Vegas and whooped the Raiders.
That part.
Which is not what you want when the Bears are not a very good team. The Raiders have been pretty good, and now you've lost a couple in a row, including losing to the Bears. While everyone's talking about all this, give John Gruden the butt.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Y'all, not what
so
you want. Not,
I was so not surprised when I saw these emails.
Well, you already assumed that about John Gruden, or just about people in general?
I just assumed that about football minded. Like he's that kind of like prototype football minded. Nothing matters except football type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So saying offensive ish off the cuff, it just feels like you're the type. It just feels like you're the type. I was not surprised. What I was surprised about was that they went through 600,000 emails. This was a part of some investigation where they were just combing through emails.
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to know why the NFL was willing to pay whatever they paid to Colin Kaepernick to make that go away, it's because of things like this. They don't want to go through hundreds of thousands of emails. Because guess what starts happening
when you
start
going through? Something.
They're going to find something.
And hit this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
We can be outraged about multiple things at the same time. I often see people saying on social media, Donald Trump is running for president again, and we're outraged about a comedian. People could be outraged about both. You could be outraged about the NFL, a comedian, and a criminal president running again. And I just want to tell the audience, you know how you see on the news, constitutional crisis. We're going to be in a this country is in a crisis right now. The president, the former president of the United States, provoked, funded him and his cronies. People got buses. One of Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas's wife, bought buses to help people travel to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And they broke into what is supposed to be one of the most important buildings in the country. And it was broadcast on the news. We watched it.
Yep.
And it's October. Are any of the people that were in charge during that time on the microphone anywhere near jail?
Those people are not. No.
No. Hey. That's leadership. So you mean to tell me the leadership with the power in this nation, inspired, provoked, invited, the people who were there, citizens, was like, yo, he told me I could be it. They're the ones getting in trouble, even though I saw one of the news stories this weekend, one of the people that are like supposed to be in trouble for January 6th asked for the judge if they could go on a vacation so that they went to, I think it was the Steelers-Chiefs game or something like that.
Oh, that's nice. It's gotta get
the judge allowed a person who was being convicted on January 6th to attend
a football game.
A football game.
Oh, and there was one that already had a booked vacation. You remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was going to Mexico.
Yes. Can't miss that.
Right.
So they're not really, I mean, there's definitely people involved here that really, they're not taking it serious. They just looking at it like, oh, you vandalized the building. Ain't no big deal. But I just want to say, for everybody out there to be on this American exceptionalism, we in trouble.
That's right.
That's right.
Big trouble. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's get it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, we was just talking about when they used to put nets on the rims on the outdoor basketball courts by the crib. And it was a big deal.
It really was.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Because when the nets would wear out because of the weather or somebody would steal the Nets, you'd be like, damn. Or the net would tear, and then the ball was going all over the place.
Right. When you got, when there was a net in the park, this is a special park.
Oh, this park exciting.
Is, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's exciting. But what we were stuck on just now, maybe somebody could tweet us and help us out. Why the double rim?
Right.
Now,
so it's so trash.
The obvious is, as Rashawn, the cameraman, pointed out, it was because the single rim would break. People would be hanging on it, whatever. So they figured the double rim would be more durable.
Stronger.
But
it,
but is that why?
We don't know.
I don't know. There's one thing we do know is that double rim was trash.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yo, nothing man. Worse than shooting on a double rim.
But
man.
It'll get you nice, though, because there's it no will. Give yeah. on a double rim. So it's got to go in. None. You got to right. hit that swish or off the backboard right.
Right.
You got to drain that. Ain't that bounce, you're not getting it. On a double rim.
No, it's true.
You're not well, getting you get it. Extra bounce. Like, yo.
You're not yeah. getting it.
If you hit front rim and it's just popping 10 feet up in the air, but it's not yeah. going in.
Yo, you're getting the rebound at half court. You're off the rim. That joint is
so sad.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. It's time to be smarter than DJ John this Monday. Oh, yeah.
The DJ John.
Yeah.
The DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. Yo. Yo, John, what
Johnny.
Up?
What's
up,
man? Paul?
What's poppin'? What's good?
Yo, DJ John, did you hear about Kyrie Irving? Steve Nash was talking about this the other day at a press conference. He said, quote, "We recognize he's not playing in home games. We're going to have to for sure play without him this year. So it just depends on when, where, and how much."
Good point, but guess
that
what?
Is the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, Steve Nash.
Steve Nash is a hell of a player. Good coach.
Listen, while I disagree with Kyrie, I respect it.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
If you're going to be about something,
stand up for yours.
Be I think about it.
There was a and tweet.
But by the way, most of y'all ain't got the luxuries Kyrie Irving has.
That's
you're
a
not
fact.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't encourage you to try this at home. You're but not Kyrie Irving.
But he seems like he's a stand-up dude in general in that. Even if he didn't have his luxuries, he would stand behind his
on his program. He's a great guy.
There was a tweet that I did see where he put out, "I am protected by God, and so are my people. We stand together." I respect it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. But yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Protected by God. Well, let's leave it at that.
It's different. It's different.
He's got himself a good work situation. Different. Here's what I respect. What I respect is the way you have your employer as your bitch. I never had that before.
Wow.
I respect
Kyrie?
That. Yes.
Yeah,
Kyrie
mean,
has his employer as
well,
his bitch.
Earned, but see, wow. like.
He earned it. He did.
To, right. Even back to his tweet where he says, "My people are protected by God. I'm protected by God." It's a great tweet. And the God right. that you're protected by is that skill set that you have to be able to play that game so good. And that bank account that you have that even if they told you right now, listen,
walk. It wouldn't matter.
You'll be good. Everybody ain't got that protection.
Facts.
That's a fact. But, you know, he
so
it's the spirit of God in him. Maybe he's saying that keeps his integrity to say I'm not going to bend or fold.
But it's also that bank account.
It all comes
everybody.
Together.
Not for
well, listen, I respect.
We're talking about Kyrie, fam. Yo, when the state and the city came down, put their mandates down, people went and got that vax because they need the job.
Some people, most people,
most people,
most people.
The people
most
that people did it, the people that did it, they did it because they need the job.
Right.
Kyrie, they don't want to get rid of him. He's got a contract to protect him. I'm sure this ain't in the contract. So he's got the ability to pay lawyers. And he has a God-given skill set that he's refined that enables him to have this power. I'm True. Just pointing out, everybody ain't like that.
That's a fact.
Just like us. I can get up here and talk like this. Everybody can't talk like this at their job. I've earned it.
That's right.
So I just want to give it context because that's often missed sometimes in these conversations.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a special position where he can be, you know, he could do it how he's doing it. But I'm glad that there are a lot of people on the ground that can't do what he's doing. And it's good to see somebody that's standing firm. people behind something that they believe
in. Don't try it at home. I don't think you got
Kyrie Irving. Everybody can't do it, right? Everybody can't do it. That's a fact.
That's all? Who you got on the line?
We have Fernando.
Fernando, Fernando.
Sí, dígame, 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 muchacho.
Peace, Hermano. What's cracking?
What's good, family?
Nah, we here, man. We having a good time today, man. We together. It's Monday. Looks like we're having some decent weather over here in New York City. Tri-state area. And, yo, the week is looking beautiful. I don't know if anybody's looked at this week's weather.
What's it looking like?
But it's looking 70s every day.
Ooh.
Sunshine every day. Chance of rain super low. That rain yesterday was... That wasn't what I needed on my cycling journey yesterday. I was in it.
You was in it.
Soaked up.
It was good for me. It was a perfect Sunday. Gray outside, little rain on the window pane. I'm inside, bro. Let me catch up on this Dave Chappelle and Squid Games.
You know what I'm saying?
Putting in miles. All right, listen, Fernando. If you're smarter than DJ John, what do you win?
We did talk about the Brooklyn Nets. You're not going to see Kyrie Irving, but what you are going to see is Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One. We're giving you tickets to see them live at the Versus, baby, going down Sunday, October 17th, baby.
My Lord.
You ain't going to see Kyrie, but you see Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One.
Kane, KRS.
Nice.
Other names just start with a K, just not Kyrie.
There we go.
Answer this question super fast, Fernando. You'll be at the Versus live. Yo, I'm excited about this one.
All right, Fernando. Here we go. Nicki Minaj just landed a guest host gig for Real Housewives reunion. So let's go with some Nicki Minaj trivia. Can you tell us, what is her fan base called?
Nicki Minaj.
Barbs.
Boom. Go.
Barbs.
Got it.
All right. DJ John.
Hold on. Man,
can you tell me, what is the one tattoo that Nicki Minaj has on her left arm translate to?
Oh, butterfly. It's a common tattoo. Butterfly, right?
It is God is always with me. It is in Chinese.
Oh, it's not butterfly?
It's not butterfly. Fernando, you going to Versus Live, Barclays Center, Kane, KRS.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go, shout
out. Out of here.
It's going to be crazy.
Yo, anybody got the radio version of
Back
Boom Bap?
Back in the day, I knew rap would never die. I used to listen to Awesome 2 on WHBI. I know I'm behind, so I don't want to disrespect this song by being offbeat. You know, I'm not going to do it.
You disrespect yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fernando, hang on 1 second. We'll get your information. Y'all need to hear that Boom Bap original rap.
I think that's clean anyway.
Oh, it is? All right, on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles was cracking.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Kim Kardashian was the guest host on SNL. So I want to play you some clips because I personally thought she did a great job. And she was a savage when it came to her family. So we'll let you listen. Coming up, flashing lights.
Yo, look, man, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. I was asking around over the weekend, have schools changed from Columbia? Like, which schools have changed? My daughter's school is Indigenous Peoples Day. My lady's school, they're still Columbus Day. A couple of other schools, I think Weehawken Public Schools over here in Jersey, was a friend of mine's kids go there. He said they're still calling it Columbus Day. It's hard to check. Yo, those public schools is having a tough time changing those because, you know, you got the Board of Education. You got to vote on it. You got people in there ain't ready to make those changes.
No.
You know what I'm saying? People don't be ready to make change.
There's not a hard enough stance on it. You know what I'm saying? It's still like a slow transition.
So you just want to erase Christopher Columbus from our history?
Right.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. Let's just keep it moving.
Who cares? Who cares? On the way, flashing lights. Cast One, what you got? 97 minutes. Commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, we're here getting ready for the Kane KRS in our minds.
Man.
Kane can hang in here if he takes, if Big Daddy Kane takes the L's where he knows he's got to take the L's. Because KRS-One is a battle-tested live performance icon.
Facts.
In here, if you know what you're talking about. And he's got joints. Kane's got joints. But there's just certain, I don't know if he's got 20 to hang with KRS. Yeah. And so when Kane plays Symphony, is KRS playing Self-Destruction? Is Kane playing Burn Hollywood Burn?
Kane's not on Self-Destruction.
No, you I'm saying oh, KRS.
KRS.
Self-Destruction KRS. As the response to the Symphony.
Shoo! And he put together Self-Destruction.
Exactly.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting to see where they go. KRS is a tough out for anybody. Anybody. And era-wise, you know, these joints feel very late 80s. KRS right. goes into the 90s really well. I mean, he goes all the way up to Step Into a World.
Clack, clack.
Yeah, you know, he has that heartbeat joint. With Redman and Angie, right? He's got all these
I
joints.
Got next.
He's got a friend.
Madism.
You know? He's got Madism. Good call, Louis. He's got a lot of joints.
And he could go Juanita. Back. You know, he's going to do Bridges Over. South Bronx. Yep. Criminal Minded. You've Been Blinded. Is he going to do My Philosophy?
Jimmy.
Black Cop.
Now to the police.
The M, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M. It's Jimmy.
Ding dong.
Yep. The Punani is free, but the crack costs money. Oh, yeah.
What? Right.
Man.
And then don't oh, forget Sound of the Police. Those sirens ring off.
Those is going up. I mean, that's the sound of the bass. Yeah, that's going up. Yeah, no. So we getting ready. What is it, Sunday?
Yes. All right, flashing lights time.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. R-A-W.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so Kim Kardashian was a special guest host on SNL this weekend. And no one really knew what to expect, but in my opinion, she did pretty good. She was a good sport. A lot of the sketches were about her life and family. And Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian joined her for more than one sketch. And she also invited Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Jesse Williams, Blake Griffin, John Cena to join her in a few. So this is a clip from her opening monologue.
I'm Kim Kardashian West, and it's so great to be here tonight. I know, I'm surprised to see me here too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind.
Wow.
I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face. And good hair, and great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
Oh,
but the thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Really good.
Wow.
Yo, she goes on and on. I can listen to the whole thing.
It was good.
The whole thing was good.
She bodied it.
Yeah, we have other pieces too, but it just goes on and on. And she poked fun of herself and her family and stuff that I was surprised she went there, but I appreciate it. It was fun. was fun.
She
to
poked
watch.
At the divorce too.
Yes, yes, yes.
She, well, funny. After that gold digger joke, she even says, she was like, you know, I didn't get divorced basically for money. I didn't get divorced.
No, I didn't so get married.
Left it. I didn't get married for money. I didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. She was like, the only thing left was personality. And she kind of just let that bake there, and everybody was like, yo.
Yeah. And then she also made fun of, she was like, yeah, I'm going to announce that I'm running for it. Just kidding. We can't have three failed politicians in the family.
Wow. Yeah. Made fun of Kanye's political run, Caitlyn's political run. She was good, man. She delivered. I thought she was very solid.
She even made a transgender joke about Caitlyn.
Yep.
Really?
She did.
She did.
But overall, if you got to watch the skits, I caught them the next day on YouTube. They were pretty, some of them were okay, some of them were funny, but overall, I think she was a good sport about it all.
Absolutely.
That's your Flash and Light Show. The time is 8:05. Today is a high of 72 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are suspended.
For Indigenous Day.
That's right. Indigenous
People's Day.
That's right.
The only Christopher we recognize is Wallace.
That's right.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Ride or Die. We have Kiara is your name?
Yeah, hi.
Kiara, what's your scenario? We're calling like your girlfriend, right? Not like your girlfriend, but like your friend.
No,
girlfriend.
My girl, like my ride or die girl. We've been best friends for like 10 years.
What's the scenario? What are we going to try to see if she'll do?
I just quit my job. I'm obviously down and out. I need coins. And I have this idea to do like a webcam, like a sexy webcam series called Harlem Home. So I want my girl to help me out because she's gorgeous. She has a sick place. I want to use her place and her whole body. She's
yes. Oh, talk about it.
What? Yeah. This sounds crazy.
All right. What's her name?
Her name is Trina.
Trina wants to be down with Harlem.
I love Harlem. I'd be there. Feel that.
You only have 30 seconds to make her say yes. So you have to convince her, okay?
All right. Got it.
It's got to happen right now. Hang on.
Now. Hello. Trina. So I've been down and out for coins lately, and I got bills up to my ass right now. And I had this crazy idea to do like a webcam kind of sexy show called Harlem Home. And I was wondering if you would be down.
Called what?
Harlem Home, you know, because we're both girls, cute girls from Harlem. And I just thought it'd be.
You called me a hoe.
Yeah. Girl, I've been calling you for 10 years. You know that.
Girl.
So I was thinking maybe we do some, like, crazy, sexy cam show and, like, you know, call up boys trying to make money. Because you know I'm broke. And you know you said you would be there for me when I'm down and out. So I'm in the middle of, like, a really sexy lingerie show store downtown, and I'm about to get some gear. Would you do
it? And I think it'll be like a crazy
idea. Are you out of your mind?
No, listen.
You
gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Kiara, no. It's over. Kiara, it's
wait,
over.
Throw in the towel.
Oh.
Trina.
Hello? Oh, my God.
By the way, Kiara, you are a horrible, horrible actor, by the way.
I was about to go off. I was about to, like, how are you going to perpetuate the objectification of black women?
Oh, here we go.
No, she was about to get some Bible verses.
Keep the truth to the young black youth.
I can't believe you wouldn't even do that for me, though. You wouldn't even do that for me?
No.
You know I don't have coins right now. You know I need coins.
The internet.
Yo, listen, Kiara, she probably already does it for free on Instagram. Chill out.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, I was listening to Nicki and started thinking about other young MCs that I'm sure are inspired by Nicki Minaj. There's a lot of young MCs coming out. Yo, I've heard some music of some young girls, MCs coming out of New York recently, that hopefully that music gets to y'all quick. There's some fire coming on out here.
Bars.
These girls, you know, this is my favorite right here, the girl code. Shot Bigga, Hossa, Diddy.
Wow. You know,
I like them over, listen, I like it over old school beat.
Loud as good weed, if I'm high, I'm smack. Call it brown water, but the old has said
Brooklyn.
Yeah. You know anything is possible, y'all used to call them prostitutes. We call them treacherous and thoughts, cause they'll slide. We call them slides too, and if a say he's lying through, me he trying to drive through. Find you, ask the opposition from the opposite side, and we don't. For opposition, politics for politicians. If I slay, I look good. I ain't talking inquisition. I speak slang and I'ma never stop speaking it. Listen, proper etiquette with a little tick the way.
Ding, ding.
Say less.
Well done, ladies.
They body that.
Laura Rosenberg.
Body.
By the way, you should go listen to Big L Ebonics if you're out there and you've never listened to it to understand what they're doing on that joint.
Maybe we should play that too. Give some context.
Cash ain't got that clean, Miss Serato.
That Big L. We also, speaking of the ladies, we got to say happy birthday to Cardi B today.
Ooh.
Run this Big L real quick.
Is my lie. A Kia Coke is a pie. When I'm lifted, I'm high. With new clothes on, I'm fly. Cars is whips and sneakers is kicks. Money is chips. Movies is flicks. Also, cribs is homes. Jacks is payphones. Cocaine is nose candy. Cigarettes is bones. A radio is a box.
Classic underground banger. Holding it
down. Harlem classic. Super duper classic. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Now, Laura, this story.
Yes.
About this wedding photographer. For some reason, this sent Rosenberg slightly around the bend. He couldn't suspend disbelief. You were irritated by this story. The story goes how, Laura Staff?
So I'm just trying to remember because I read it. So basically, it was a photographer who was hired for a wedding. Okay. And it was a friend of the family's, but I guess he had asked for food while he was working.
Friend of the family?
And then they denied him. No, I'm not. I'm just I'm trying to remember Rosenberg. And
oh, sorry. All these details matter, though. All these details matter.
Oh, friend, my God.
He was a friend.
Anyway, he asked for food. They
at
denied
the
him. Yes. And then he decided to delete the photos and bounce.
Okay.
That's it. That's
Rosenberg,
the story.
What's your problem with this story?
I just saw a lot of people talking about this, that the guy, the photographer person, guy or girl, was denied food and thus deleted all the photos. And I'm just saying, if this person was a literal friend, like friend.
So he was a friend and only charged them $250.
So if you're a literal friend, how could that level of disrespect or miscommunication happen? They never thought to get you a meal. Because, you know, at weddings, what happens is you have a caterer. The caterer provides at half price food for all the other people you have working at the wedding. That's just part of the wedding arrangement. They know that. The caterer's like, yo, I got food for... I just DJed a wedding. Remember I DJed a wedding a few months ago in Jamaica? Even there, as the DJ, caterer brought me and Natalie meals because I was there working. That's just how it works. Did we wait a little too long? Yes, we waited a little too long, but that's okay. The food came.
They probably weren't friends. They was cool. Like, I know them. Oh, I know a guy who's a photographer. Maybe
exactly.
I
have a friend. I know a friend for you.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm just trying to understand this communication would happen.
And it could be a friend of just one person of the couple. And the other one is like, nah, he's taking our pictures, bro. He ain't going to eat now. We ain't pay for him to eat.
Well, then congrats on whoever you married. That's a terrible person. That would be a terrible person.
And the
terrible
person was like, all he wanted to take off 20 minutes to get something to eat and drink. There was no open bar or anything, and he couldn't even get water or food, nothing. They weren't letting, according
to... like, yo, we're not paying you to eat, bro. You got to take these pics.
So, Rosenberg, back to my beginning question. What's your problem with this story?
Because how is it possible that you could be a friend and A, they wouldn't feed you, and B, you would respond with such anger and haste that you would delete all the photos from their wedding?
So basically,
that is such a level.
The term friend is being used loosely. Like when Issa was walking by this girl the other day and was like, oh, my friend. I was like, well, what's her name? Issa was like, I don't know. Like,
exactly.
Oh, that's not your friend.
Exactly. That's a 5-year-old definition. Sorry, 7-year-old definition of friend. Real friend, you go, yo, I got to tell you guys, I'm starving. If they say, hey, we messed up, we didn't have the caterer put aside food for you, and that's a friend, you go, what the hell? How'd you do that? And they go, my bad. We'll talk to someone. We'll go get you a pizza. Someone will get you food. No one's going to go, bitch, starve and take these pictures. That's not what a friend would do.
All right, so let's say it was a friend of Jay's, okay?
Right.
All right.
He's doing him a favor at a discount rate because that sounds extremely cheap for wedding photos, okay?
Yes, I'm worried about that.
Yes, and he asked for some food and they were like, we don't have any. We don't have food to give you. Everything's accounted for.
Well, to Rosenberg's point, if you guys are just nice, semi-nice human beings, semi-cordial. Just, you would say, our bad, we did not plan for that. We're going to find you something. Why would you want your photographer to be, like, why would you want somebody doing you a service to be uncomfortable or unhappy?
Well, in this case.
And by the way, people do that all the time. Somebody's providing you a service.
It says, context, this guy's not a full-time photographer. He was a friend of the groom doing a favor for $250. After 10 hours working, the groom told him that if he wanted to stop taking photos to eat and drink, he wouldn't pay him. So he deleted the pictures and dipped.
Well, the groom's a D-bag, and that's what they get. I'm glad if that really happened the way that's articulated in that, I'm glad the dude...
agreed.
The photos.
Agree. What? But again, what world is this?
That's not your friend.
You've been shooting photos since the morning, since you went and set up while the bride was getting dressed.
Oh, by the way, and I'm not even a photographer.
By the way, I have another question. Of all the things to save money on, you really wanted to hire a non-professional for your wedding day? That was what you thought the move was? My man has a camera. He's got an iPhone. It's the 13. So
he got that 13,
good
though.
Good enough.
That's crazy to me.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, on the way to Guru's, cast one.
Guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Talking about the many saints of Newark and the Wonder Years, and I was telling the team here, like, I haven't watched those shows because it deals with a time where there's so much racism. It's just like, that's how I feel about it. Many saints of Newark, Italians being racist and race riots in Newark and all of that.
I mean, it teaches
them. Wonder Years. Where does it take place? Wonder Years take place? Alabama in the 60s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that sounds like to me?
Hmm.
A bad time.
It's not like that, though. It's not like that. Definitely it's just not bad. Like that.
Oh, takes place in Alabama. Not fun.
Right. During what era? Yeah.
The 60s? Yeah, I'm good.
No way.
You're missing out. Wonder Years is great.
It's great.
I believe
I love it.
I believe it. I believe you.
And it's not like that. It's not. I mean, listen, I'm not black, but I don't think it's a particularly triggering show. It's about a family.
But my triggers, you know, I'm triggered. Call me trigger happy.
Well, you make up your triggers before you even start.
Yeah,
like, you decide what they
Italians,
are.
Italians, Newark, racism. I'm good. Alabama, 60s, racism. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
That's what it
like
would make
I said,
you think. Right.
Yeah, but you're missing. I am telling you, you're missing out. Wonder Years is good, man. And Many Saints of Newark was phenomenal. But I can understand that one a little more, I guess.
Let's get into it. The Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's where you write to us. We all get together and discuss the many emails that are flowing in and decide, wow, we need priority on this one, this one, this one.
That's right.
People need help out here.
That's right.
Squad gets together. Shawnee burns the sage. Cleansing. Rosenberg leads Energy. Us in breathing exercises.
Through the nose.
Who's in need of our help? Wise Rosenberg.
So many are, Laura.
Exercise.
So many are. And they write us. They write us at thegurulaura@gmail.com.
That's right.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Here we go. Can you regain a desire for someone? I dated Frank for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up in 2018. He's perfect. And I mean with everything. We loved each other deeply. It was the first real relationship for the both of us. And we learned so much from each other in the time being. The only problem was the sex. And I know it may sound shallow, but I just didn't feel any sexual and physical attraction after a certain point. Mind you, he's fine as hell, but my body would reject him. In the hiatus, I dated and really fell for another guy. Let's call him Joe. My relationship with Joe was more so friends with benefits, but the sexual attraction I had for Joe is hard to let go of.
My love.
Fast forward to now. I'm working on things with Frank, but I'm struggling with regaining any physical connection with him. I know it's me, but is this just a phase because I'm not over Joe? Will I ever regain any attraction that I lost for Frank? Can couples therapy help? I love Frank, but I don't want to continue wasting his time. Best regards.
Then don't.
Then don't what?
Don't waste his time. If you're not interested in him anymore, let him go.
Well, she's interested. She's not attracted to him.
Hey, Rosenberg.
That's the confusing part. Yes.
Hey, Rosenberg, you go to therapy a lot and are very experienced. What's the thing where someone prefers, like, she preferred the friends with benefits sexuality, the frivolousness or the dangerousness of it or the informality of it versus the traditional relationship sex that she was having with Frank that she wants? So she likes Frank. She wants to work on the relationship with Frank.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's perfect. Everything's right on paper. But whatever the other guy is offering sexually, physically, or whatever it isn't, that the, you know, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
See what I'm asking? Because there's something in there. Women and men struggle with this.
Yeah. I mean, a part of it is,
when there's not an expectation of a relationship.
Right.
When there's no burden of the work of the relationship, as Shawnee always says,
love without responsibility feels amazing.
And so then remove the word love. Lust without responsibility.
That's true.
Is even better.
To get the goodies of anything without the work.
There's a lustfulness that this person emailing wants that she's not getting
at home.
Or she doesn't associate a relationship with lustfulness and frivolousness and
well. So what you're saying is that essentially the issue is not Frank.
No,
the
she's
issue
even
is
saying
the,
that in her email. She knows it's her.
Right. The issue is a primary relationship. Period.
With
so
sex.
Like so
it's
if
her,
you were
it's how she views sex. The
is and if you if
sex.
You were to have taken if you what she's basically saying or you're saying how you're assessing it is. If she were to take the quote friend with benefits person and put him in the role of Frank, the same thing would happen again.
Yes.
It's the role. It's not the person.
That's right.
That is possible. That is very possible.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Men do it, right?
It's not easy for me. I definitely have that problem. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you about it.
Men do it, right? Your lustfulness, you're messing with this girl, and y'all see each other, and it's ha-ha-ha. Mm-hmm. Now it's a commitment. Oh, now we're married.
Yeah.
Wait, now she's a mom?
It's real. Ebro's spitting that real.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's work.
You know what I'm saying? And women do it, too. It'd be like, oh, I see him on Fridays, and we just... And then it'd be like, well, I see him every day, and it's just kind of like
every day.
It's like, wait, now we got a mortgage and kids, and he's like, he's got to mow the lawn, and he left his Ebro underwear on the floor. And it's
Ebro and Laura solution. Start dating your woman again. Take her out on a date.
You could try.
Exactly, but that's the thing. You could try, but...
Not gonna work this time.
It's not for everybody too.
And I also thought it, because you're saying now this is general based off of just her in relationships, but it sounded like her specifically to Frank. I'm wrong with that?
I don't know if it is because
she said in her email, I know it's not Frank. It's me.
It's me.
Okay. She said that. So she's at the point where she's looking at herself.
Right. What's going on? And she said when they were having their sexual encounters before, her body would reject them. I think it's a thing. I was thinking before y'all went to this place, it's just a thing of chemistry. Frank's a good guy. And, you know, there's a saying that where it's like you can't force chemistry if it ain't there. Same way you can't deny it when it is.
And a lot of people, you know, when they find somebody that's quote unquote a good girl or a good guy,
you want to go that route.
Yes, they don't want to lose them because on paper they check all the boxes.
And
but
you and Frank just ain't got that chemistry, right. But you know he's a great guy.
Over, fam.
Huh?
Deal with it. This is over, fam.
This is the problem, though. It may be, Shawnee, it may be what you're saying, but it may be what me and Ebro are saying.
Right.
We don't really know.
Right.
Right.
She sounds like a dude. She sounds like what most dudes are like in relationships.
Right. Let me ask her. The real question she needs to ask is why is the second guy, not Frank, the other guy, why was he only friends with benefits?
Exactly. Probably because that's what he wanted. And that chase makes her feel a different way. Because then when he gives you some, you're high off of the validation.
Right.
Frank wants to be with you. Frank wants you. Frank wants to be with you. He doesn't have any problem telling you. And you're like, this is boring.
Right.
Make me chase you. Make me want you.
People want what they can't have.
What I think is going on here. I don't think there's a really easy solution here. I don't know if it's couples therapy, though. To me, this sounds like therapy on your own, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, she needs to be honest with herself about what she really wants.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to do here, my friend.
And your relationship with your sexuality. What turns you on? I think everybody, like, the things that turn you on, the things you think you're supposed to have versus the things that turn you on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you reconcile those two different things and get them into one place so that you can find someone that turns you on and has the things that you need? They're not going to check all the boxes, though.
Right.
So you're going to have to come to terms with some things you may not get because they got some things you need, but they got other things you don't need.
Right.
Or don't want.
Yeah, you got to be honest with yourself first about what you really want. So say the gurus.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. Me no do weakness.
She's like, wait. So what did y'all just tell me to do?
Right. I was confused. I was like, wait. So we're not burning it down?
It's basically
honestly right now. Her and Frank trying to reconcile with Frank. You ain't doing him no service. Right. Don't even try to get back with Frank right now because it ain't.
Yeah, maybe work on yourself first.
And it is you. It's all in your head. If you want it to be better, can you regain desire for somebody? You got to do some shifting in your brain. You got to shift.
She got to see Frank with another woman. That's what it is.
That might not hurt.
You ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? Frank got to get some business. He got to get busy.
Facts. Let's go, Frank.
Frank has too much free time to hang out with your ass.
Yo, Frank, get a side check.
Hey, Frank, I want to go out Friday. I'm busy. You know what, babe? I'm busy. It'd be great to catch up. Hit me in four. Hit me about 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
That's what you need.
That'll do it.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Drake is planning this huge URL birthday event that he claims, quote, will rewrite history. I'll explain coming up, flashing lights.
I'm going to tell you the only birthday event y'all need to be paying attention to. Cardi B had a birthday party. It's either tonight or it happened last night.
Cardi B. Might be tonight. Bad Gyal Ting.
Yo, Dancehall Queen is the theme.
Oh my God.
I want to see it.
Word.
That's gonna
straight
be
dance
fire.
All vibes.
See?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I just went back on Netflix again. The Dave Chappelle thing is still there. So all the headlines are like Dave Chappelle getting canceled from Netflix. Hasn't happened.
It's not.
Let's go flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Drake is planning something special for his birthday. He's teaming up with URL, the Ultimate Rap League, to host something called Till Death Do Us Part. Mm. You'll see battles between Loaded Lux and Geechee Gotti, Tay Rock. It's supposed to be a very, very big event. He posted the trailer on his Instagram.
Drake is a battle rap fan, like many people. And this is great for
He's more than a fan.
Shout out to Smack. Smack.
It's dope that he's supporting him because I feel like not enough celebrities of his caliber support them.
Right. He's huge. More than a fan. It's like his favorite thing in the world. Let's be real.
I love that.
Yeah, good and it's going down October 30th, guys.
He clearly likes sports and competition because, like, with the sports with the basketball team up north, even with the boxing and people saying that there was a curse. You did see with Tyson Fury. That he posted a video with Drake giving him some support and was like, I'm breaking this curse that everybody says when you support a team, it goes down the drain. Right. So curse over. But yeah,
he's had a couple of curse breaking moments, by the way.
Yeah.
The Raptors won the title. I mean, it's over.
So hopefully URL is good. You're saying? The competitive
it's going to be good. I didn't even bring that up.
No, it'll be great.
Shawnee just brought up the whole Drake curse and somehow this all event turning into a disaster.
No.
I think it's going to be just fine.
We know. The audience knows how much Shawnee hates Drake.
No, I'm just saying. He likes competition.
I mean, you somehow you went curse. Into him ruining the URL. I don't even know.
I'm like,
I love
Nobody
URL.
Nobody was even thinking about that.
And I'm glad he's behind it.
When you brought up Tyson Fury, I was stuck on the video clip I just saw of Tyson Fury and his kids singing the N-word to a Biggie song.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh. Is that what you sent in the group chat?
That's them singing Juicy. I couldn't really hear him, and everyone's like, you can hear. I couldn't. I heard Biggie, but it didn't sound like they tried to edit it, that's for sure.
I just watched his mouth it with his children.
What if he mouthed it and didn't say it?
Sounded like he said it to me, but, you know, whatever.
he's not a great guy. He's said a lot of questionable things over the years, by the way, so.
Did you peep this? Silk Sonic finally announced the release of their album.
As president of the Silk Sonic fan club.
It's going down November 12th.
Yes, November 12th. We will celebrate right here. Trust me. Wow. We will be celebrating.
Are you going to celebrate that new single? Because it came out like 2 months ago.
What, Skate?
Skate.
I love Skate. We played Skate. We celebrated Skate. You didn't love Skate?
No, we didn't celebrate that much. I'm just saying. It wasn't the same kind of celebration.
I didn't go hard on it like leave the door open. No, I didn't.
Leave the door open is, whoosh, man.
But it's exciting.
Man. Yo, bring up that skate real quick, B. Let's skate since he brought it up.
I mean, hey.
Silk Sonic. Let's get into it, man.
Oh, you know it was Bruno's birthday on Friday, Ebro.
Yeah, it was, I don't know what he termed. But yeah, man, happy birthday, Bruno Mars, man. Bruno Mars appreciation.
Bruno.
Let's go. That's your flashing lights up for the time. It's 8:58, high of 72. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
If you got out and roller skated this weekend, honk your horn.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.